presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower, back to CX-4. Wind southeast, sailing 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, it's America's ace of the airways, coming in for another transcribed episode in the adventures of Hop Harrigan.
We've got work to do back home.
Oh, it'll keep, Hop.
And I promise you, Senor Tang, there will always be the choicest foods available.
Boy, that's settled.
You would mention food, Quintana.
But of course, I want you to stay.
Come on, Hop, just a couple of days.
Well, okay, Quintana. You make it too attractive to refuse.
Atta boy, Hop. Now what? How about starting the whole thing off with some lunch?
Tang.
I ain't had anything to eat since breakfast.
Right this way, senores. Everything we have is yours.
Oh, boy, that's all right.
Following Quintana out of the room, the boys feel the tension and strain of the previous action-packed day is dropped from their shoulders as they look forward eagerly to days of rest and relaxation ahead. Little do they realize that a great new adventure for them is taking shape at that very moment. The most dangerous assignment they have ever undertaken. For less than 23 hours ago, and several thousand miles to the west, a colossal experiment has been concluded. Results as yet unknown. The atom bomb has been dropped on Bikini Lagoon. It was dawn on Kwajalein Island in the Marshall Group when the mighty superfortress Dave's Dream was rolled out on the runway and its four massive engines turned over in a pre-flight warm-up. In a small hut at the edge of the field, Major Woodrow Swancutt, command pilot of the Superfort, and Major Harold Wood, his bombardier, were being addressed by their commanding officer.
Gentlemen, you've both been through 6 months of training. You and your crew worked hard at Roswell Field and through your efforts won the right to drop the atom bomb. There's nothing I can tell you now, no final word of advice. You know what this test means, not only to the United States, but to the entire world. So good luck, men, and God be with you.
Thank you, General.
Thank you, sir. Yes, come.
Plane's warmed up, ready to take off, sir.
Thank you. Very well, gentlemen. Man your plane.
Rising to attention, Major Swancutt and Major Wood saluted their commanding officer, then, turning, walked smartly out of the hut. They well knew the responsibility that was theirs. They did not carry it lightly. In a very few minutes, they were aboard the B-29, ready for the takeoff. Its four engines wide open, the mighty silver bomber headed down the runway. Slowly at first, then picking up speed, it flashed past the many anxiously watching observers, and with a thunderous roar, climbed into the morning sky. Atom bomb was airborne. Destination, Bikini.
B-29 Dave Dream has taken off with atom bomb. All stations on alert. Execute second stage plan. Repeat, B-29 Dave Dream has taken off with atom bomb. All stations on alert. Execute second stage plan.
Like invisible arrows shooting through the bright sky, the message was relayed to prepared advance positions. Thousands of specially trained men took their stations near sound recorders and electronic instruments, near radar grids and pressure gauges and Geiger counters. Everything was in readiness. On the island of Eniwetok, another important briefing took place. A briefing of the crews of the mother planes by Lieutenant Baker.
Now remember this, man. There'll be a flock of planes in the air when that bomb goes off. Traffic is going to be worse than Times Square on New Year's Eve, so watch your ships every minute. As soon as Dave's Dream goes into her bombing run, Take your prearranged positions and head the drones right into the clouds. That's what they're being sent up for. And then get out as fast as you can and beat it back here. Now, any questions?
No, sir.
All right, man your planes, and good luck.
Oh, Conroy, just a moment.
Yes, Major Paul.
Everything all set on your ship?
Uh-huh. Ready to go, sir.
You know, Conroy, you're doing a special job for intelligence. Your drone's the one we're keeping our eye on. Try to fly lower than the others so that the cameras will pick up everything. I hope nothing goes wrong.
I'll do my best, sir.
And do your best to bring her back in one piece, boy.
If she gets through the cloud all right, I'll get her back. If I have to climb out of my ship and pull her.
Fine. Now, go on along now, and best of luck.
Thank you, sir. Be seeing you.
Well, Major, in another hour, it'll all be over.
Yes, Baker, but for how long?
Beg your pardon, sir?
Will this be the last atom bomb to be dropped on the surface of the Earth, or will it be the first of many?
Well, sir, I...
Well, forget it. The men are ready to take off. We'd better get up to the tower. Come along.
In quick succession, the mother planes thunder down the runway, each pilot feeling a grave responsibility. Then, circling around the field, they wait as, one by one, the drones lumber into the air, guided by two jeeps. As each drone is airborne, the order flashes by shortwave.
Ground to air, take control. Ground to air, take control. Ground to air.
So a mighty air armada is formed. From any waytop, from Kwajalein, from an aircraft carrier, planes by the score, B-29s, B-17s, C-54s, Hellcats, all converging on Bikini. Then, after long minutes of mounting tension, a short message is beamed to all those waiting expectantly.
This is Major Swancutt from Dave's Dream. We've sighted Bikini.
So Operations Crossroads had reached the final stage, the climax of many months of preparation. Bikini Atoll. Still only a tiny, hook-shaped formation of coral. Gulls wheeling high over deserted beaches and palm groves, arced and soared above the masts and superstructures of the vast fleet whose ships lay waiting in the lagoon, spaced at measured intervals. Battleships, aircraft carriers, cruisers, destroyers, transports, submarines. A mighty armada, once capable of smashing any foe, now unarmed and unmanned, waiting for a single bomb to blast it to complete and utter destruction. Aboard Dave's Dream, circling high over the deserted atoll, Major Swancutt issued his orders crisply and sharply.
Attention, all positions. Make sure your suits are fastened according to orders. Put on your goggles and keep them on. Watch your Geiger counters. If the radioactivity register is too high, sing out fast.
All right, Swancutt. Get set.
Okay, Woody. On course.
Set your PDI.
Right.
Hold it now.
Alert the crew.
Attention, all positions. Stand by. In bombing run.
Bomb bay doors open.
Belly position. Check bomb bay doors.
Bomb bay doors open, sir.
Coming on target, Swancutt. Hold her.
PDI, okay.
Lady Luck, stay with us.
Steady. Steady as she goes.
Holding.
20, 15, 10, 5, bombs away and falling.
With all eyes wide and staring, the crew watched the atom bomb drop straight down, shrinking to an infinitesimal dot in the vast anchorage of ships below. There was a short interval of silence. No one dared breathe. Then a blinding flash of light, flaring out in all directions, blanketing the entire island. And a low, rumbling roar building to an unbearable, ear-splittering crescendo. Dave's Dream pitched and tossed through the violent upsurge of air, Major Swancutt fought for the controls, trying to keep his ship steady as a gigantic column of smoke and dust mingled with debris mushroomed from the clouded waters below. In the mother plane, circling at a safe distance, the order went out.
All right, you guys, send them in. Keep them in the air.
The drones, swinging to prearranged formation, each step higher than the other, roared through the deafening maelstrom, photographing the carnage below. They tumbled and tossed like corks on an angry sea, and their pilots, though safe in the mother planes, worked anxiously over their radio controls, sweating their ships through. Paul Conroy remembers Major McCall's parting words.
Your drone's the one we're keeping our eye on. It's going to fly lower than the others so that the cameras will pick up everything. I hope nothing goes wrong.
Then, slowly, the air begins to subside. The angry column holds in the shape of a deadly mushroom for a few minutes as the observation planes circle closer. And then, as the prevailing trade winds whip the towering cloud into a fantastic zigzag, an order comes through from headquarters.
All planes return to their bases. All planes return to their bases. All planes return to their bases.
Operations Crossroads has been completed. Now begins the long and weary task of checking the results, making out reports, connecting observations and data. A short while later on Anyway Talk, as the mother crews land, they report to Lieutenant Baker. Out on the field, Major McCall waits anxiously for Conroy's return.
From what the boys have told me, Major, the operation's been a success. We've got everything we're supposed to have.
I hope. Baker, please, has there been any report from Conroy's plane?
Conroy? He was number 23, wasn't he?
Yes, he was flying the low level.
They reported every ship accounted for on the way back. So wait a minute, isn't that Conroy coming in for a landing now?
Yes. Yes, but where's his drone? They're landing without it.
Must have crashed.
I hope that's the answer. I'm going out to the runway to meet him.
Right, sir.
Conroy! Conroy! What's happened? Where's your drone? Did it crash?
I don't know, sir.
What do you mean you don't know? Speak up, man. What's happened to it?
Honestly, sir, I don't know. I flew it through the cloud, okay? Came through fine. We headed back according to orders, and the controls were answering beautifully. Then we flew through another cloud at about 12,000 feet.
Well?
Something went wrong. My controls went dead. And when we came out of the cloud, the drone was gone.
Gone?
Yes, sir. It disappeared. We couldn't find a trace of it, sir. We went back and searched the whole area, but it just wasn't there.
Well, did you check the surface, see if it had crashed?
Yes, sir. Three times. There wasn't any wreckage. Anyway, I would have known if she was going down. She simply disappeared, sir. Disappeared from the thin air.
As Conroy desperately tries to explain, a grim look crosses Major McCall's face. Abruptly, he turns and walks away. His premonition that something would go wrong has come true. What does the disappearance of Conroy's radio-controlled B-17 mean? And how will it affect Hoff and Tank, relaxing thousands of miles away, completely unaware of what is going on? There are thrills and plenty of surprises in store for you, gang, as Hoff and Tank begin this new and dangerous adventure. So don't miss a single episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.